Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We are at the Sif Hei, the second to last line on page 194. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Shlosha Shebo'u Mishalosh Chaburo Shal Shlosha Shlosha B'nei Adam V'nischabru Elu HaShlosha. What's going on over here is there were three groups of three. One person from each group left, and those three joined together. So shlosha, three people, shebo'u mishalosh chaburos, that came from three groups, shal shlosha shlosha b'nei adam, that each had three in those three groups, v'nischabru elu ha-shlosha, and these three that left their respective groups joined together as a group of three. So im zimnu aleihem b'mikoman, if there was a zimun on them in their places, kigon shehifsiku kol echad lashnayim ad she'amru hazon, that in each group of three, one waited for two to finish the zimun until the end of the first bracha. Shuv einam yecholim lezamin. So once they were yotze their zimun with their original group, they can no longer be mezamin together when they meet up. Afilu achlu achakach yachad v'gomru su'dasan. Even if they joined together for eating, they ate together, they finished the suda together, they were all mekayim, their mitzvah zimun with the original groups, and they can't make another zimun. However, v'im lo zimnu aleihem b'mikomam, but if there was no zimun made with the original group, chayovin lezamein, then when they get together, they're chayt to make a zimun, v'inam rasham lecholik, and they can't split up, va'afilu lo ochlu elu hashlosha biyachad mishen ischabaru. Even if they did not join together in achilo after they became a group, they didn't eat, they still chayv in zimun. So to summarize the Mechaber, then we'll see the Mishabura, and we'll see the Biralacha very shortly. The Mechaber is telling us if you have three groups of three, one person leaves each group and they join together as a group of three, so it depends what happened in their previous groups. If each one had a Zeman already there, and they were Yotzei the Zeman, they listened to the ones making the Zeman, and they were Yotzei the Zeman, so when they get together, even if they eat, no more Zeman. If they were not Yotzei the Zeman, nothing happened yet, now they get together, so then they're locked in together. Even if they don't eat together, they must make a Zeman. So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Chav Tes, Kol Echol Shnayim. We said in the examples over there, they made a zimun in their places, kigon shehefsiku kol echad l'shnayim, that each one of these three waited for the other two in the group that they were in to make a zimun, and they waited till after hazon. So the Mishabura says, ayin b'ralocha. So the b'ralocha brings up a very interesting point right here on the bottom of 194. Kol echad l'shnayim. The way the Mechaber sets it up is that all three groups already made a zimun, and the person that joined the new group was the third person that was joining in the zimun of the other two in their respective groups. L'chora nire, tehu adinim echon nehen hifsik l'shnayim gam kein amrinu dekfar parach zimun minei, v'lo nisharu kana l'shnayim. L'chora zatecha v'schayim, you don't need that all three of them were already mekayim their zimun with their previous groups. Even if only one of them was mekayim his zimun with the group before, so now you only have two that didn't make a zimun, so already it's parach, they already lost out on their zimun together. That's what, in fact, the Piskei Riaz and the Ra'ah on the Rif say. However, according to what we'll see later in Simin Reish in the Torah, Hu v'Shom Magen Avram, and is brought down in the Magen Avram, it's mashma de be'echad, if only one was mekayim hazimun, yochal lehitztaref oda pamin ashnayim. He can be joining together with the other two once again, kisha'ochlu ata biyachad, if they ate again together. Acharei shehem lo zinu adayim. So the Torah says in its Baba the Magen Avram that if only one was mekayim his zimun with the two from his group, and now the three of them get together, he can join again the two people that were not mekayim their zimun, and they can make a mezumun. And therefore, according to that, it would be very bedafka that the Mechaber says not just one, but all three already listened and joined into the zimun in their groups. That's why they can't make another zimun, even if they eat together. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Lamed. Afilu ochlu achakach. Even if they eat together, dekvar parach zimun minayhu, because the zimun already flew away from them. Ayedeisha zimnu aleihem mikodem, since it was a zimun that counted them in previously. Umikomakom birchas hamazon chayovim levarach mitchilas birchas hazon. However, although they no longer need or can make a zimun, but they all must bench from the beginning from hazon, like we'll see later in Simon Reish in the Ramot. Sifkat Lamed Aleph, the Einam Rasham L'chalik, in the second case of the Mechaber, where there was no previous Zimun by the earlier groups, and now three people are joined together, so then they're locked in and they need a Zimun and they can't split up even if they didn't eat together. Kevan shenu adu ata yachtav, since now they joined together, each one came from a group that was already chayv and zimun. They all came from groups of three. Nobody benched yet. Nobody has zimun. They're all chayv and zimun. So now they find themselves together. They're locked in together. And now the Mishnah Berurah addresses a couple of problems that he has with this case. The aftenis bar b'sivav b'haga, even though we're going to see shortly in sivav in the Ramah. The osr li parid b'chabura shal shlosha. How are they all leaving their groups? The same way we're saying here, they're locked into their group of three. They all had an original group of three that they ate with. So how are they all leaving and joining together? They weren't allowed to leave their group. So, Frekta Mishabura, we said in Sivav in the Ramah, also we part Michabura Shal Shlosha. Shahidei Zem, Mafsir Haziman Shalahem, because by you leaving, you're ruining the Zimun for the other two. V'imkein Hayolo Kol Echad V'Echad Lasu L'Chabura Shalosh. So what's the Mechaber talking about? They should all have to go back to their original groups. They're messing the people over that they left. Answers the Mishabura Yeshlomer de Marihochosh and Isbardo Chaburasim Harishona. We're talking about their original groups dissipated. Let's say one person from each group had to leave. He ran out on an emergency, so the group was ruined anyway. That's answer number one. So the group was ruined anyway, so we're not going to make him go back. He has nothing to go back to. There's no longer a group there. Inami, another pshat. Lufima de Mavur Lakamon Besimin Reish Bel Yerabu Shari Achronim. Based on what we're going to see in Simon Reish from the Eli Rab and other Achron, the Bemokum Shiesh Ones O Hefsid Mamun, in a place where there's some kind of Ones or loss of money, Mutter Le'echad Ligmor Seudasel Mikodem Shegom Rashnayim, one is allowed to end his Suda before the others, Ulevarach Bifnei Atzmon, he's allowed to bench by himself. So we can say over here, in my Rihacha, we're dealing over here, Gamke Mechia Gavna, also in a similar case, Shahayu Elu Ashloshim Mukhrochim Lemahir Veligmur Seudasa Mikodim. These three that ended up leaving their particular groups and joining together, they all had emergencies they had to leave for. Velochain, and therefore, in this Danu Elu Ashloshim Biachad, Yizanu Bifne Atzmon. Therefore, if they end up meeting together, the three of them, so then they'll be locked into a Zimun. So the Mishabura here gives two scenarios of why we wouldn't require them to go back to the original groups, and they in fact could make a Zimun together, when they really, the Ikra Din should not have left the original groups. Sivkot and Lamed Beis. The next kasha the Mishabura is bothered by is, didn't we learn that you have to bench where you ate? So they each were part of three groups in one place, and now they left and went somewhere else. They're benching in the place now, and not, what about benching where you ate? Says the Mishabura of Akasha, Hakai Malon La'el Simin Kuf Pei Dalad, the Birchas Amozon Sarach Levarot Afla B'mokam Shalachal. We learned already very clearly that where you eat, you have to bench. Therefore, they all should have to go back to their original place of achila. So, yesh mitartzim dehochem mari beokru b'shogeg mekoman. Some explain that what's going on over here, they all left by accident. They forgot. It was an accident. They left. They forgot the bench. The bazel lo matrichin and also laser lo mekomo l'das haRambam. If you remember, it was a machlokas according to the Rambam. If you left by accident, you're not mukhiv to go back. So here, lefi the Rambam, if they left by accident, they don't have to go back. That's why we're not requiring them to go back. The kanal shom b'sif aleph. V'chein pasku shom ha'achronim b'mekom atchak. And that's how the achronim paskin b'shas atchak, like the Rambam, that you do not have to go back if you left b'shogeg. U'b'inyaneinu nami, in our case as well. Kevon dekan yochol lezamin. Since over here they have a group of three, they can make a zimun. Ukeshiyasur l'sham yivarach biyachidin. If they go back to the original place, they'll have to bench by themselves. Keshas hatchak dami. That's considered like a shas hatchak. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two. Ve'od yeish lomar dehochi kamer. Or we could say this is what the mechaber is saying. Vafilu lo ochlu yachad. Even if they didn't eat together in the new place, they're chayv and zimun. Kolomar. Not that they didn't eat. In the new place, they didn't eat together. But Zakta Mishabura, we could be medayik, but they actually did eat, but just not with the kfiyas. That in general, if you ate in that way, they wouldn't even be chayav in zimun in general. Like we learned sepeis. But over here, since they each ate individually without a kfiyas in their new place, but since they were already chayv and zimun from their original place, therefore they would be allowed to make a zimun together. The Mishabura in the Shaar Tzion, in Os Chav Ches, he writes, This is from the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Ulatirat zem meduyak ma'od lashon al shulchan aruch shekasa biyachad. It's very meduyak to lashon the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Vafilu lo ochlu elu hashlosha biyachad. Even if these three didn't eat together once they joined. They didn't eat together, but they ate. If they ate in a new place, Avada, you're allowed to bench in a new place. We learned that. If you started in place A, you ended up in place B, and you ate in place B, bread, so then you bench in place B. So that's the second way to get out of this problem of how they benching in a place where they didn't eat. The first answer is, they taka didn't eat in the new place. They left b'shogeg, lefi the Rambam, that we go like b'shas hachak, it's okay. Or pshat number two, they actually did eat here. They just didn't eat together. So that's the chiddush. They didn't eat together. They wouldn't normally be chayv and zimun, but since they had the chiyah from before, and they ate, so they can make a zimun together. They all have a chiyah zimun on them, so they could join forces and make one big zimun. Says the Mechaber Vaitasevov, Shalosh chaburo shahayu b'chol achas arba'a. A new case. Also three groups. But here, each group had four to start. It was a group of four, a group of four, a group of four. Uperash echad mikol chabura, and one person left from each group of four. Vinitztarfu lechabura acheres, and those three people that each left from their group of four ended up forming their own group. Vizimnu hashlosha hanisharin, but each group of four that one left and they remained with three behind, they made a zimun because you can make a zimun with three. So each group had one guy leave out of the four, and the other three that were remaining made a zimun. Parach zimun minayu. A chiddush, Dr. Mechaber, the zimun that was made with the three that remains makes the chiyuv zimun fall away from the fourth guy who wasn't even there, who left early. So the zimun from him is gone. Why? Kevan shechavreim zimnu. Since his chabura made a zimun, so he's done. So you start with three groups of four. One from each group leaves. The three remaining make a zimun. He's done. The fourth guy who left early is done. No zimun. V'hu adin im lohayu b'chol chabur el shlosha. The same thing would be true if each group started with three. The halach echad mikol chabura kodim zimun. And one out of each of the three left before the zimun, v'nischabru elu hashlosha, and the three that left joined together as a group, uba echad kol chabura, hashkacha had it, the two that were left hanging in each group found the third to join them, v'nitztaref im shnayim harishonim, and that third joined the original two, v'zimnu yachad, they made a zimun together, all three groups. So again, parach zimun me'elu ha'shlosha. The zimun flies away from the three that left. Kevan shekfar zimnu chaburasam. Again, since their chabura made a zimun, they lose out. Afal pi shelo zimnu imoim, even they weren't with them. To summarize the Mechaber, either you have three groups of four, one guy leaves each group, those three join together, and the remaining three make their own zimun, those three are done. Or, if you start with just three groups of three, one leaves from each group, and the remaining two get a third to join each group, they make a zimun. So those three that joined together, their zimun flew away because their previous group already made a zimun, so they're done. That is the Mechaber. The Rama says, Shalosh chaburo sha'ochlu, three groups at eight, ubekol chabura shlosha b'nei adam, each group had three people. Aser l'kol echad liparet mikol chabura ulezamin biyachad. It is forbidden for one to leave from each group to go ahead and make their own zimun. Da'arei ha'shnayim ha'nesharim v'kol chabura einem yicholim lezamin achakach. If one is leaving from a group of three, you are messing over the two that are left behind, so you can't do that. You are a part of a group of three, you are not allowed to leave and do something else, make another zimun, if you're leaving two people behind without a zimun. Avol, however, im hoye b'chol chabura arba'a, but if there were four part of the original chabura, mutterli pared echad mikol chabura, then one out of the four from each group is allowed to leave. Ulazamin biyachad, they can make their own zimun. V'hanisharim yizamnu kol chabura b'mekomam, and the ones that are remaining with the three in each group can make their own zimun with the three. So if you start off with groups of four, one can leave each group because the remaining three can make a zimun. So you three can leave, one from each group and make your own zimun. The three remaining from each group can make their own zimun. But if you are only a three groups of three and one wants to leave each group to make their own chabura, that you can't do because you're leaving the two behind you without a zimun. Now, we're going to see all the Mishaburas at a very important Berlacha. I will clarify everything. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Lamed Gimel, Parach Zimun Binayu. So the Mishabura in Lamed Gimel is going on the Mechaber's first case. You have three groups of four. One leaves from each group and they join together as a new Chabura. The three remaining make their own Zimun. Those three that left can no longer make a Zimun. It was Parach Minayu. Says the Mishabura, This is only true that the three who left, one from each group, lose their right of making a zimun together. It's only im lo ochlu achar kach yachtov. They didn't eat together afterwards. Aval im ochlu achar kach yachad mitzarfin. But if those three that each left their group before sat together, ate together, they can make a zimun. The ein adomer lohadis sevhei. And it's not similar to what we learned just before in sevhei. The holo zimnu aleya mikodem, because in this case there was no zimun made on them yet. They ate as a group before and they left, so they eat together. Those three that all left, they can make a zimun. In sifhei we said they can't. No, in sifhei they answered to the zimun already, so they already made a zimun. Here they didn't make a zimun, and therefore they can join together. The one that left from each of the three groups, those three can join together, make their own zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan la medal, very important, kevan shechavreim zimnu. But if those three that they left behind made a zimun, even without them there, then we say parach the zimun from them and they lose out. I am the beralocha. Look in the beralocha, which we're going to do right now. Divrei Maskil, kevan shechavreim zimnu. Very important, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Kosav agon Rabbi Akiva Eger. Nirali dezeu dafka im zimnu heim kodem shenischabru elu hashloshe yachad. Zakar v'kive eger. That which the Mechaber tells us, that if there are four people in each group, one leaves each group, the three remaining make a zimun, the one who left lost out and can't make a zimun, that's only if the zimun of the remaining three was made before the individuals from each group met up as a chabura. The zimun came first, they met up as a chabura afterwards, then they lose out. That's when each individual that left from his chabura is not allowed to go ahead and make a zimun. The alkein chol hazimun shezimnu hagimu hanisharim the beisam gam olavu parah zimun mimenu. Therefore, his original group made a zimun. He's so far a random guy by himself because he didn't make a new chabura yet. Once they made their zimun that he was really part of their group, the zimun is parach minei. He's done. Avol, however, im nischabru elu shlosha l'makom echad mitchila. But if it all happened very fast, the three people left each group before and they joined together very quickly as a chabura, the achakach zimnu ha'achirim ha'nisharim b'beisam, and only after they created a new chabura, then the original groups each made their own zimun, yecholen elu shlosha lezanin. Those three that met up together can make their own zimun. As long as they joined together before the zimun of the original groups, they're not losing their zimun by the original group, but they can make their own zimun afterwards. Velo parach zimun minayu. The zimun does not fall away from them. Why? Kevan diyesh kan mokum lahem lezamim b'fnei atzman yachad, because they found a place where they could join together and make their own zimun. So nifredu legamrei michavurasam, they have separated totally from the original groups, velokoi hazimun alayhu. And the zimun of their original group that they start doing after they joined with their new chabura does not affect them at all. Uktsas raya lazem midivre haga kan shekosov. A little raya to this Rabbi Kiveger is the Ramah that we just had that says, Avol im hoya bechol chabura dalud. If every chabura had four people, the Ramah said mutterly pari, then one is allowed to leave. Velohisna she is zamnu heim tchila, and it didn't stipulate they had to have a zimun first. The Ramah just said one's allowed to leave. Ayin sham ad kan l'shono, and that's the Rikki Veger. The after l'shona shulchan aruch lo mash mekain kol kach zot l'chavas chayim. The language of the Mechaber doesn't sound so much like Rikki Veger because the Mechaber writes. The Mechaber says they joined in a new chabura of three, and then zimnu their original group. It's mashma shemitchila nitzarfu. It sounds like they first made a new group together, and then the zimun happened of the original group. And still, the Mechaber seems to be saying, not like Rikki Veger, seems to be saying in that case, it's paracha the zimun minayu, even though they made their chabura before the zimun of their original group. V'chein achar kach kosav, and then the Mechaber says, v'nischabru elu ha'shlosha uba echad, those three joined together in the new chabura, and then the two they left behind now got a third guy to join. Sounds like the third guy joined each original chabura only after the people that left joined and made their own chabura. Mashma mishmitchila nischabru, it's mashma from there, that first each one that left joined together with his new chabura. V'afal pikein parach zimun, and even so the Mechaber is saying the zimun flies away. Mikol makom ha MS Itos, after the Chafetz Chaim, even though the Mashmos, the Mechaber, is not like Rabbi Akiva Eger, the MS is like Rabbi Akiva Eger, Dechein Kosa Bilikute HaRamban Al Brachos Behedya Ein Shom. Because the Ramban writes the same thing explicitly. So a very important point here, Rabbi Eger is bringing down, is this idea of the Mechaber, that you have four people, or three people, and one leaves each group, and they then have their previous group making a zimun, or the three that are remaining, or the two that get a third to join, will make the ones who left lose their right to make a zimun. That's only true if the ones that left did not yet join together. But if the three that left, one from each group, joined together already, and only then the original groups make a zimun, Zokri Rekiv Eger and the Chavetz Chaim is Maskim al Pidah Ramban, they do not lose their right to make a zimun. So if the three of them join together, then the original groups make a zimun, those three that join together later can make their own zimun when they finish eating. Zokta Mishabura Vaiter Sefkotan Lamed Hei. Sefkotan Lamed Hei is going on the case of three in each group of the Mechaber, where one left each group, and then the remaining two grabbed the third person to join and make three. Hainu echad min ashuk ochal ma'at besov su'udosam v'nistaref yimohim. It means the remaining two got a third person to join, he ate something with them at the end of their suda and joined with them. V'lishna l'kol chabura shekosav v'mechaber lavdafka. That which the Mechaber says, all three groups of two recruited a third person, is lavdafka. You don't need all three groups to do this, to make the zimun be pareach from the ones who left early, da filu rak lechaburachas. Even if only one chabura grabbed the third person, made a zimun before the other three joined together, im kein parach zimun min echad. So the zimun was pareach from that one person. V'lo nisher kanel hashnayim. There's only two people left, and they will lose their right to make a zimun. So zakta mishibura, you don't need it that all three groups that were left for two each group got a third person from the shuk to join them and eat with them, and that caused the zimun to lose the three that left, even if only one group does it. So that one who left their group loses out. Memela, the three that joined together are now only two, because one was already had his zimun be lost out from his original group. Sivkotan la midvav is going on the last point in the Ramah that said, the Ramah told us, if each chabura had four, mutterli pared echad mikol chabura ulazamin biyachad, then one person can leave each chabura, they can make their own zimun, and the ones who are remaining can make their own zimun in their place. Says the Mishabura, umari shekola chaburos hoyu mitchila gam kein bebayezeh. We have to be talking about a case where all the original three chaburas of four were in the same house. Elo shelo nitztarfu biyachad. Just to consider three different groups of four, because they were mitzarif as one group. The ilav hachi, because if they're not really in the same place, halo tzarech levarach berachas hamazav b'makomo, then we have the problem we discussed earlier. You really have to bench in your original place. So the fact that you're taking out a person from each group and they're making their own chabura, they have no right to do that in a different place, because you have to bench where you ate, like we said earlier. So you have to come up with a case where they were not mitzarif together as one big group. They were three groups of four, but one person leaves each group and they make their own zimun together in the same place, just that they weren't mitzarif together. Therefore, the zin is able to apply. That concludes Siming Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Emir Tzashen, tomorrow we will begin Siming Kuf Tzadi Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.